Welcome to another episode of the Just Over Broke podcast, the podcast for those who are tired of struggling to make ends meet at their 9-to-5 job and looking to turn their passion into a lucrative side hustle. I'm your host, Jamar Lewis. On today's episode, we have a very special guest who also happens to be my very first guest. His name is Chris Hutchin, and he is the visionary and owner of the clothing brand called Life's Journey. Chris stepped out on faith and started his brand with just $300. And he's gone from selling t-shirts out of his trunk to selling clothes all over the country doing pop-up shops. He's using his brand to encourage others to have faith in God, have faith in themselves, and to live a life of purpose. He has a great story to tell. Let's get into it. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Man, thanks for having me, bro. I'm excited to be on here, and congratulations to you for, you know, stepping out and making this happen, bro.
Yes, sir, man. Yeah, thank you, man, as well, for real, man. First off, congratulations on another successful pop-up, man. It looked like you had a great turnout.
Yeah, definitely. We had a really good turnout, man. We was working this event down in Atlanta, Georgia. It was really, 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 really great, man. Met a lot of people, was able to connect with a lot of people, and just kind of build the brand organically, man, you know, from the grassroots. So, yeah, it went really well, man.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how Life Journeys came about?
So pretty much I'm born and raised in Lexington, Kentucky. grew up in Lexington pretty much majority of my whole life. Went to high school over at Paul Lawrence Dunbar. You know, finished high school and went on to the next chapter in my life, going over to college, and, you know, wasn't really sure of what I wanted to do. Part of that came off goofing off in high school and really not locking in like I should have been. So reality didn't really hit me to after graduation. All my friends were going to universities and I had to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. Ended up rolling into a community college. Did that for about a year and a half. Just wasn't fulfilled there at all, man. And I actually had one of my good friends. She was actually attending a fashion college here in Atlanta, Georgia, and she invited me to maybe apply for the school, Barter College. I ended up applying, got accepted, moved down to Atlanta at the tender age of 19. So you talking moving to a whole entirely different state, didn't know anyone, just packed everything up, moved out, and attended college here while I graduated as well. From then, that's when, you know, just trying to find out what I really wanted to do in life. Started, I'm a man of faith, so I started praying a lot and just asking God what it is that he had for me. I've always kind of loved fashion. I've always wanted to inspire people. So I knew I wanted to do something along those lines. And one night, just in a dream, I was praying, God helped me come up with a name. I wanted to start a t-shirt line. At that time, I didn't know anyone that had a t-shirt line except for this guy named Chris, that actually sold a few hoodies, and, reached out to him, said, "Hey, Chris, I see you doing, you know, selling hoodies, you know, how's that going?" And at that time he said it was going okay. But like I said, he wasn't really too passionate about it. From what I know, but, I went back home that night, started trying to figure out, what I wanted to name the brand. And at that time, I just remember praying and just hearing the name Life's in the dream, just Life's. And a few weeks, maybe not even a few weeks, maybe a couple of days shortly after, I remember hearing Journey. So woke up like late, probably 2-3 in the morning, wrote down Life's Journey, man. And, you know, as they say, man, the rest is history. Started from there, printed up. Was working with my dad at the time, saved up my first $300, purchased 12 shirts to get started, and just kind of went from there.
And that's a great story, man. And I was going to ask you, that was my next question about the $300, because I remember reading that in the status saying that you started your business for $300, which I think is great, because a lot of people feel like it takes thousands and thousands of dollars to start a business. But just depending on the industry, you know, it takes less than $1,000, you can start something like a t-shirt line, man. So I think that's dope that you were able to to build that brand with just
Yeah,
$300.
definitely. I mean, I think that's key, man. I like I said, I was in the t-shirt industry, so at that particular time, 12 shirts, $300, I was able to pay for, I think we had a screen charge at that time, $30, and ran into my
Okay.
first printer guy. I actually got on at that time, I think it was more or less I don't I think it was more or less me getting in the back of the phone book and researching printing companies, and I came across a few people that actually, just word of mouth. I just got out and asked people, hey, do you know anybody that prints t-shirts in the Lexington area or anything like that? And a few friends actually recommended me this guy named Jason. He printed my first batch of shirts and started from there, bro. Like, I actually went out and put the passion behind what I wanted to do and made it happen.
So even though you said that you goofed off a lot, like, did you have maybe an inkling in your mind that you might have wanted to have your own business, or was it just like after you went to college, that's when you finally was like, okay, I want to do my own
Yeah, I
thing?
mean, yeah, I think so when I ended up, getting shortly after getting out of high school, I think it was just that peak, just even going into college, it's like, man, like everybody else, like, yo, what is my purpose? Like, what do I really want to do with my life? And for me, I my dad really instilled work ethic in me very early on at the age of 10. I was cleaning buildings and office buildings and residential homes with him at the age of 10 or 11, you know what I mean? So I was able to save money and to understand the importance of entrepreneurship, even at that early age. So from that early age of me working with him, when I blossomed into my eighth grade over in middle school, I opened up my first candy shop in the neighborhood, and we went to Sam's Club. I worked with my dad, get paid from him, go to Sam's Club and buy up some candy and start selling dill pickles and hot chips and Skittles in the neighborhood, so I've always had that sense of urgency, to do something with my life,
A lot of entrepreneurs, they start off like that. I always say I start off selling candy bars or something.
Yeah.
So that's how you usually, you on the path, man, to entrepreneurship, man.
Definitely.
So like one of my favorite t-shirts of yours is the Faith Over Fear t-shirt, which is, I think that's something that every human being goes through on the daily, man. We gotta choose between faith or fear, faith of changing careers or striking that out on our own, or just staying in fear and living comfortable. So, and this episode came about, about me stepping out on faith because, like I said, me and you, we really don't know each other. So I remember, before I started this podcast, I mean, I know of your line and everything, and I was like, well, I want Chris to come on the show one day. That was one of my goals to have you on the show.
Wow. Wow.
So, I remember you having, well, I remember being on Instagram and you had the pop-up shop. So I was like, all right, this is my shot. Let me go and maybe ask him. But the fear side of me was like, nah, you don't know him. So I was like, maybe you shouldn't ask. But the faith was like, man, just ask. It's, all he can say is yes or no. It's 50-50 chance. So, and it's not like me to step up to people and, ask for anything. So that was just my little testament of me just stepping out on faith. And, this is how, that's how this episode came about, man.
Yeah,
So.
dope, man. I mean, that's a true testament to you, just stepping out. A lot of people won't do that, man. So yeah, kudos to you, bro,
Yeah,
for
appreciate
actually,
it, man.
following through with that.
Yeah, man, it's just a matter of just stepping out your comfort zone. That's something I'm trying to do more and more on the daily. So it's not easy, but it's just something you got to do if you want to get to that next level for sure.
Definitely. Yes, sir. You're right about that, man.
All right, now with you being a business owner, I'm sure if you had your fair share of obstacles. I don't know any successful owner that hasn't had their business that hasn't had, obstacles. So what was your biggest obstacle and how did you overcome it?
My biggest obstacle. Honestly, I would revert back to my biggest obstacle. I would say when I opened my first flagship store in Lexington, me and my good friend Anthony Lewis, we opened up the first flagship stores. First guy ever that took a clothing brand and a local brand and turned it into an actual storefront. I mean, you got Joe over at Oneness, who, you know, who kind of had the sneaker shop, you know, but we took something, you know, from selling out of the back of the trunk, you know, t-shirts to physically open up a storefront. You know, that was a huge accomplishment within itself. Right. Essentially what happened is, you know, it was broken into several times, two times. And at that particular time, I didn't have insurance to cover over the merchandise. So when they went in, they pretty much cleaned us out. You know, the first time it was, you know, took like a couple $100, if that, maybe out of the cash register. And they took, you know, a good chunk of the inventory. Second time happened shortly after, maybe 45 to maybe 2 months after that, they ended up almost pretty much wiping us out, man. They pretty much went in and took everything out of the storefront. And at that particular time, and it's very disheartening because I was at a place in my life where, of course, you know, I don't own the building, so I still had to pay rent for it. I didn't have, you know, the insurance to cover over my merchandise. And at that point, man, I could have really just said, you know what, I'm gonna throw in the towel. It's just too much. It's too hectic. But I didn't. I worked through that obstacle. I seen it as a valley in my life. And I knew that if I could get through this valley, that there would eventually be a peak. A peak is my breakthrough. So I took maybe 2-3 weeks, maybe a month off, man, and just try to figure it all out, trying to process everything, why it happened. And then I picked myself up, man, and got back to the grind.
Man, that's beautiful, man. Like I said, yeah, that's definitely disheartening, man, because you're trying to do something good for the community, man. And, you know, sometimes your biggest haters, they be the people in your own city, man. So, I mean, I'm glad you was able to pick yourself back up and recover from that, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. It was definitely a learning. You know, I look at life, man, as everything happens truly, truly for a reason. And it's all about how you navigate through those difficult moments that help bring sunshine down the road.
Yeah, for sure. Perspective, man. Perspective.
Yes, sir.
Now, another one of your mottos is start local, finish global. And I know that you had relocated to California for a while out in LA to expand the brand. Yeah. And we spoke briefly, man. You said that, you know, you was back in Atlanta, but you learned some valuable lessons. So did you learn that when you was in LA, and how did it help you become a better businessman?
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, being out in LA really just taught me, for one, it taught me to be confident in my individuality, meaning that be confident in yourself, be confident of what you bring to the table, be confident in your brand, be confident in who you are as a person. That's a great, great lesson that I learned. And I learned that from being in LA is just the whole brand activation piece. Like, how can I create experiences with my brand? You know, like, people don't want to just come in and just buy your product. They want to actually feel an experience. Like, they want to be able to take something away from that. So LA, just being able to go to all these different events and different brand activations and these pop-up shops that they would have out there, I was able to kind of, you know, feel that piece of something that Life's Journey was lacking. And that was just creating the experience around the pop-up space and the pop-up RAM. And I've also learned that, you know, diversity is key. And just seeing so many different walks of life and how they live their life and certain things that they were doing and partaking in, that really showed me that the world is much bigger than just who I'm trying to cater my brand to, if that makes sense.
Okay. For sure.
So it taught me to keep an open mind in terms of who my audience is, how I want to brand my business, and how I want to brand myself. So yeah, that's, I mean, I've learned the life lessons that I've learned out in LA is truly a stepping stone in my life to help me move forward with not only my brand, but just my personal life. You know, I feel a lot more at peace. I was able to get out, just ride my bike or go to the beach or partake in things I never thought I would do and just feel some form of an excitement, be at peace, with myself. So I've like really the last 2 years from living out there has really taught me a lot. And I've built some amazing relationships, friendships, and everything. So it was very worth the while.
And that's great to hear, man. I'm glad you was able to experience that and learn so much, man. 'Cause like LA, it's a different from where we from in Kentucky. So it's different pace of life and everything. So it's kind of hard probably to go out there. I haven't lived out there. I just visited a few times, but I'm sure it's hard to go out there and adjust from where we from.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just, the good thing is I had a family member, cousin that lived out there. I would visit her quite a few times before I actually transitioned, over to Los Angeles. And, she was gracious. She was gracious enough to invite me into her personal space. So, just being able to, accommodate the living situation. Now I had to figure everything out mentally, and what it is that I was actually going to learn from actually being out in this territory. That is much different than Kentucky, is much different, than Georgia as well. So,
So you've had some celebrities that have rocked your brand over the recent years. You had 50 Cent, Mike Wilds, Lil Scrappy, Karl Towns, to name a few. So what's it like when you see a celebrity, rocking your brand?
honestly, man, to be honest with you, I just, I mean, I think it's more or less like it's just more or less like a feeling of, oh, that's dope, to kind of see like the product placement of the brand. I don't really I don't like for me I never really pit like I look I view every human the same until otherwise, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
So
for sure.
when I see that, I'm like, oh, okay, that's dope. Because I look at success based upon how a person may view their definition of success. So my success may be completely different than your definition of success. So to say all that, when I do see that, I mean it's an accomplishment within itself, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, like this da 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 da. Like it's just now if Denzel Washington is in my brand, like I completely fan out because I'm a huge fan of him. But I mean, to actually see that's pretty dope. And I know that the brand is dope enough to be on the platforms that they have. It's just about getting the word out. So yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's an accomplishment within itself coming from where we come from. Like we come from Kentucky. Like nobody in Kentucky that I know of that had a clothing brand that came before me, I would say. Was able to provide a blueprint on how to reach celebrities. So, like, when I meet other people that come from like Chicago or LA or New York, it's easy for them to get their product on these celebrities because they already come from these spaces. But when you come from Lexington, Kentucky, and you don't have those same opportunities, like it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not fanned out by it, but it's like, yo, this is dope to see something that came from like the trunk. You know what I'm saying? To where it's at now. Like, yeah, it's an amazing feeling, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, like 50, I think it's more or less like, yo, I gotta keep moving. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep moving. This is great for the moment. Let's keep it going. But no, it's an accomplishment within itself, to say the least. To say that I wouldn't feel any form of accomplishment, I'll be lying. But to know that the brand is getting out there and it does have, the backing of some celebs, it feels good, man, especially coming from where we come from.
Yeah, for sure, man. And you're right, man. At the end of the day, we all human, man. We all, put our pants leg on one at a time. So it's definitely dope that you keep that perspective, just when a celebrity rocks it, because they're human too. They just happen to be on TV every day.
Exactly. Yep.
And I like what you said about success, man. Like everybody's got a different version of success, man, of what it is. And so we definitely gotta, in this society, success is, celebrities and fame and money. So I think it's definitely dope that we gotta, teach people that it's not always about money and fame. That's not what success is.
Exactly, yes.
Happy at what you're doing, man. That's the ultimate success, man, for sure.
Definitely. That's what it's about at the end of the day, my bride.
All right, a few more questions,
No,
man.
you good.
So
You good. I got time. You good.
So what advice do you have for, a business owner or entrepreneur out there right now that's struggling? Maybe that business isn't growing as fast or as fast as they expected, or they don't, got as many customers. What would you say to that person that's kind of struggling right
Yeah,
now?
I think Nipsey Hussle said it best, man. I think he said it's a marathon. When you're building a business, you never want to look at it from the microwave perspective. Like it's not going to happen overnight. And if it does happen overnight, it's not going to last. And if you have an ego about it, chances are you're going to fade away. You know what I mean? I think that the main thing is try to find ways to stay consistent and doing things day by day, week by week, month by month. Don't pace yourself to, hey, I want this 5 year ago, this 10 year ago. Okay, this is the business model. This is where I'm at. If I want to make $3,000 this month, how many t-shirts do I need to sell a day to reach my goal? Now, I'm not going to look at the $3,000. I'm going to break it down. How many shirts do I need to sell a day? I need to make $100 a day. So if you need to make $100 a day, if you're selling shirts at 25, you need to sell 4 shirts a day. When you break things down systematically, it helps you not get so overwhelmed with business and forcing yourself to rush your come up. I see that a lot with a lot of business owners. They're not getting the wins that they need right then and there. And what they're failing to realize is that the losses are a part of your story. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were plenty of times me and my guy, we went out to me and my homie, we went out to Indiana. We paid $1,000 for a booth, and we didn't get any sales, bro. We could probably get like 2 or 3 sales, and that was from people that we actually knew. So that was a loss, but it was documented, and that helped us grow into the brand that it is today. So I think if you're at a place where you feel stuck, figure out exactly what it is that you are pushing to people. How are you connecting with people? What emotional value are you bringing to your audience? How are you promoting your business? What content are you putting out there? I think all of those are key because, at the end of the day, we take in so many forms of information that it's overwhelming. Every week, somebody's dropping a new album. Every week, somebody's producing a new, somebody's bringing out a new brand, or it's a new t-shirt, or it's a new shoe coming out. We're taking in so much that we don't have time to really set back and really truly focus on our craft, because now we're just trying to hurry up and push stuff out because such and such is doing it, or such and such is doing that. So really, just like I would say, just take time to really figure out, you know what I'm saying, like what it is that you want to put out to the world, you know.
Yeah, man, the social media era, man, it's rough, man, because you got a lot of people just comparing themselves, man. Like I preach on my podcast, man, a lot of that stuff ain't real, man. So it's like you can't get caught up in the hype of social media, because a lot of people out here faking it, man. They faking the funk.
A lot of people are. That's how they win. Like a lot of people are really, creating an image or a lifestyle that people think, oh my gosh, they're winning, but like really, it's a fraudulent lifestyle, and people are not paying attention to that.
So you inspire a lot of people, especially here in your hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. And I know your brand inspires people, and you also give back within the community. But what keeps you inspired?
Man, my son keeps me inspired. Family, nieces, nephews,
Family.
the young people that cling to me. I mean, I look at my life like I look at life as it's a short window of time, and you have to really live each day with a sense of urgency. Every day is not going to be the same day. But just really just trying to figure out like what impact, what legacy can I leave on this earth? That's what keeps me inspired. What keeps me inspired is just truly walking in my purpose that God has given me, and just being able to, have an impact on the people that come across me knowingly and unknowingly.
And we definitely got to encourage one another out here, man. And like I say, you're definitely doing a great job, man.
Thank you, bro.
Now, does your son, is he like, does he have the entrepreneurial bug? Is he kind of like, Dad, I want to start my own business one day? Or he just, you know, being a kid?
He's getting there, man. You know, he's a kid right now. I think that he has many different talents.
Yeah.
I think the main thing now is just to figure out exactly what he wants to do, and we're going to support him. But I'm, you know, regardless of him being my son, I'm definitely going to mold him. You know, I'm, whether that's him selling candy or doing whatever he can, I'm going to make sure that he has the ability to learn how to make money for himself, especially with the times we're living in.
Oh, man.
You know, and as he continues to grow older, Lord willing, you know, times are definitely going to change even for himself. So I want to be able to teach him how to be self-sufficient, how to go out and create nothing from something, and, you know, just truly build his own, man. I think that's important, because no matter what you do, everything in life is a business, you know.
Yeah.
It just has really is just the different industries, but everything in the form in its own right is a business. So
yeah, man, you got that right, man. So what's next for Chris Hutchin, and what's next for life's journey?
You know, I try to really just live my life. Like I said, I don't really get caught up on the whole what's, you know, like 5 year, what's next.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of live my life day by day. I will say some plans that I do have, you know, that I plan on doing is really continue to build these pop-up shops. Grassroots approach has really worked for me. Putting the brand right in front of the people's face and going directly to the people, going directly to the source. So really just leveraging my brand and gaining more momentum to get my brand out in these spaces. So when we get ready to do the truck pop-up shop tour next year, you know, no matter where we go, you know, we're going to have a following of people that's going to be ready to embrace the brand. Also, I'm still working very, very diligently to really grow the brand, because I want to open the first entrepreneur center in Lexington, Kentucky. Shout out to Ms. Ross Aikens. She's doing a phenomenal job with the boys over at Carter G and BMW. But I want to be able to, you know, open a Life Journey Center one day in my city. I think that'd be a marathon for me, a true accomplishment, and showing that, you know, you can really take an idea and turn it into something that is much more bigger than you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean that, and then with the brand Life Journey, just to keep growing it next year, my plans, you know, we'll see. I want to be able to maybe get a small storefront here in Atlanta, and maybe have a co-working space attached to it that provides alternative lifestyle for people to do something rather than just completely always turn up in Atlanta, but just to give them a different space to, you know, just to embrace life and, you know, and enjoy and really just take some value out of it. So, yeah, that's some few things I'm working on, man.
That sounds great, man. Like, you got a lot of good stuff in store, man. So I look forward to seeing you continue to grow, man, for sure.
Yeah, likewise. What about you, man?
Man, like I said, I'm working on this podcast. You know, it's a financial podcast. I want to get with people, because people are struggling. So I definitely want to get with youth, man. I'm thinking soon about starting maybe at the local library, having a class just teaching youth about money, you know, as they transition from high school to real life, because we wasn't taught that. I don't know about you, but I wasn't taught about money in school.
Yeah.
And that affects our everyday life. And it's just kind of like, that's why I think a lot of people are messed up, man, because they don't teach us about anything money related in school. And then if your parents don't know anything, it's like, you know, you kind of off to a bad start. You know what I mean? So, I mean, not to make like money's everything, but it's just, you want to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So I want people to learn about financial literacy, man, just to have that money and set up that next generation to have that generational wealth, man. So that's one of my goals with this podcast, is just to get out and help people get that financial life in order. And I got a mini clothing line that I'm trying to start myself too. It's called Elevate.
I like that.
It's ELEVA, and the 8 represents new beginnings and prosperity, and it's just about it's kind of like you, man, just bettering yourself every day and just reaching that next level, man. So
Definitely.
that's been a slow start, man, but that's something that I'm working on as well. So that's where I'm at, man. Just doing the financial podcast and starting my little clothing line, man. That's two things I'm on right now, and like I said, having my own, building my own thing, man. That's something that I'm passionate about, man. I want to own my own stuff, man. Ownership.
Definitely. That's key, man. Ownership is key in in today's time we're living in, man.
Yeah, man. So before you go, can you shout out your IG and your website? That way people can, know how to reach out to you and get some gear from you.
Yeah, man. So my website is www.life's Life's Journey Clothing. And that's LIFESJOURNEY clothing.com. Social media handle, Instagram is Life's Journey CO. C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar. My personal handle is Chris Hudson underscore JRNY. And Facebook is Facebook slash Life's Journey Clothing as well. That's where you can find the brand, see all about it. YouTube slash Life's Journey TV has a lot of our early stages of building the brand. That's pretty cool. Pretty
Okay.
cool. Check out, kind of see some of the videos and some of the behind the scenes of what we actually did. So, yeah.
Man, that's great stuff, man. And yeah, make sure y'all get out and support, man, 'cause like I said, it's a motivational brand. It's good quality clothing, and most importantly, it's not gonna break the bank, man. Like I said, it's reasonably priced, man, and it's good quality. And you're gonna be inspired, when you're wearing it, man. So y'all definitely get out there and support, man. And Chris, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you coming on,
My
man.
pleasure, man. Thanks for having me, bro. Keep doing what you're doing,
Yes, sir.
man. Don't stop. Stay consistent, and you'll
Yes.
see the growth, bro.
All right, man. Hopefully we can link up one day, man. Do some work
For
together.
sure, man. I'll be back in the city in roots, man. So we'll see. Definitely chop it up.
All right, man. You take
All
care,
right,
man.
you too, bro.
Appreciate you.
Peace.
All right, peace.
That concludes this episode of the Just Over Broke podcast. Thank you again to Chris for coming through and sharing his story and knowledge. Like I said, we just met 2 weeks ago. He was nice enough to come onto my show and share his journey. So hopefully you are inspired by his story, because with just $300 and 12 t-shirts, he's managed to turn his brand into a global business. And he did it all organically by getting out amongst the people and growing his business through face-to-face interaction. He's still out here grinding as if it's his first day, which is very rare in today's times. So I'll be sure to leave his social media links in my show notes, and just please go support him. And as the motto of his brand says, believe in yourself, pursue your purpose, and inspire the world. That's what it's all about, folks. I'll catch you all next episode. Peace.